The family of a University of Pennsylvania student who died by suicide is suing the school for not doing enough to prevent their daughter's death. The lawsuit filed today alleges that staff failed to take necessary action after Olivia Kong told personnel in the counseling center several times that she was thinking about killing herself. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram reports.
The suit was filed a day before the two-year anniversary of Kong's death on April 11, 2016. Lawyer Carol Nelson Shepherd is representing Kong's parents. She says the family is filing the suit to get the university to take responsibility for her daughter's death and address what they say are systemic problems in dealing with mental health crises on campus.
To shine a light on the really dreadful job that one of our most elite local institutions, the University of Pennsylvania, has done on the critical issue of student suicide.
The suit alleges that Kong told university staff several times that she was having suicidal thoughts, and on two occasions told counselors directly that she had thought about specific plans for following through with it. Kong had two phone conversations with one staff psychiatrist in which she said she was having suicidal thoughts. The second call was just 2 days before she died. The suit cites medical records saying she told the psychiatrist that she would be returning to campus the next day to kill herself.
He took no steps to provide any kind of in-person evaluation, any kind of treatment or medications. He did not say, I'm going to send an ambulance, we're going to pick you up, and we're going to take you to the ER.
Lawyers for the Kong family say that 14 students have committed suicide on Penn's campus since 2013. Kong's parents said in a statement that the university, quote, did not have a structure and procedures in place to prevent this tragic outcome. A Penn spokesman declined to comment, saying the university typically doesn't comment on pending litigation. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.